Another one of the originals joined us, Dr. Henry Cloud. Henry shares about his personal mission statement. And then following, we're going to hear from Dr. Jill Hubbard about the Olympics. P.S. Did you know that you can say you're an Olympic hopeful? It's not like there's a registration form or anything. Just kidding. Let's listen in. One of the things I thought about when I was thinking about, what do we want to hear from Henry? And I said, what do you want to talk about? And you said your life's work, which has been psychology and biblical integration, has mm-hmm. really proved itself true over the years. I mean, it's pretty amazing, God's plan for our life, right?
Yeah, we only know in the rearview mirror, right? What's that old saying? Yeah, we make our plans and God laughs. Mm-hmm. We don't know the steps it's going to take, but they're generally, you know, people feel like at some point you've got sort of a life calling, right? Mm-hmm. Or life direction. How you end up doing that changes. But my mission statement when I was 21 was I wanted to try to understand and show how the Bible can make you well instead of crazy.
Wow.
Mm. And
that says a lot.
That's been fun. And it actually can.
God is the great psychologist.
I wrote a book last year called Why I Believe, about the whole journey, both personally and all of that. And the subtitle of it was The Psychologist's Thoughts on Suffering, Miracles, Science, and Faith. And the science section was where I dealt with all the obstacles when I came to faith that I had to find answers to. But there's one section in there that says there's one area of science where I can claim a little more expertise, and that's the field of psychology and how the science of psychology proved the Bible to me
mm-hmm.
over and over and over and over and over again. How, you know, what good science does is it validates, it looks at and examines the creation. And when it does that, it finds things. I've come to love a phrase, one of my favorite verses says exactly what the science shows. And so it's almost a worshipful experience every day of learning more about how God has wired us together and also how he's spoken to that and given his answers.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even all of the work that you've done, even you're just continuing to give that hope to so many people, Henry, and we're grateful for it because we benefit from it. But mm-hmm. also, you know, just the millions of people who are looking for hope, and we know the way, right? I mean, it's great. Henry, your work is prolific, to say the least. Mm-hmm. But I said before the show, I was talking to...
Is that why I'm tired?
Yeah.
That would be why you're tired, yes. I mean, that's for another show, but but you know, the incredible thing is, you know, the word boundaries, I don't even know if anybody knew what that was when that book first came out. We just didn't even, and especially in the Christian community, right? Like, if you're a good Christian, you don't say no. Mm. And I was thinking about, you know, so many people who struggle with saying no. And I know we're not going to do the whole show with boundaries, and we are going to get some calls. But I just, Henry, what would you say to somebody who believes in Jesus, follows Jesus, they're doing their life, and they can't say no because Jesus wouldn't say no? That's what their belief is.
Well, I don't know what Jesus they're talking about.
Right.
First one. He actually said, quote, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Mm-hmm. So when you think Jesus doesn't believe in no, then ask him if you can be God and see if he says yes or no. I mean, it's built into his image. And ask him if you, oh, I want to go commit this terrible sin because it's going to feel good. And see if he doesn't say no or has already said no. So here's the thing. You know, when you're talking about Christians struggling and why it kind of caught on. No is built in from the image of God. No is built in to every human. If you take a baby, okay, mm-hmm. a baby this is fascinating. You know, you look at videos and as they're starting to become conscious and whatever, something that is good, like David said, God, you taught me to trust you at my mother's breast. They learn to say no. And when something is good, you see them, their whole system opens up to it. We're supposed to engage and say yes to things that are life-giving. We're built that way. Mm-hmm. But something unpleasurable or sound, what does the baby do? They start to do this. They turn away from it, and they're nodding no before they ever know the word. Their system is saying no. Your immune system says no to bad stuff. Well, roll the clock forward about 15 months, 18 months, at least two, when they're two, they've learned a word to that. And I remember we were trying to teach our oldest, Olivia, to hear no. She loved to say it too, you know, and they learn no. Then they run around. Olivia, do this. No, do this. Mm-hmm. No. It comes out so easily. I mean, I remember one day, Becky, I said, Olivia, breathe. And she goes, no. I just want to see if she loved the word.
Well, they learn no before they learn. Happens. Yes.
Yes, they do.
The system is going to say it. Okay, mm-hmm. But something happened.
Mm. I love
they
it.
They say no, maybe to an abusive or controlling parent. Mm-hmm. And that no gets shut down. Mm. Or they say no and they get manipulated by guilt. Or they say no with their body and everything in them when they're being abused, but the power from the outside overrides their no. So that no muscle either gets conflicted or broken. It was in there. Mm-hmm. It was there all along, but it got wounded. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you got modeled into don't say no. Maybe you had a codependent enabling parent with an alcoholic or something. Mm-hmm. And it disappears. But Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Seeking means he's looking for your no muscle. Save means to heal. And lost in the Greek word actually means broken beyond repair. So a lot of people's no muscle is broken, but Jesus wants to seek it and to heal it and get it working to say no to evil inside or outside and say yes to life.
I love it. I love it.